Sheila Heen has co-authored a book called Difficult Conversations, How to Discuss What Matters Most. She's a lecturer at Harvard Law School, and she says we come to these conversations with firm beliefs and we end up just talking past each other. So I asked her if that can be avoided.
Well, I think that part of what would help is actually to start with agreement, because I would guess that there isn't anyone in the country who would say we don't have a problem. We have a problem with mass shootings. What we disagree about is actually what would help in terms of what to do about it. I think actually stepping back to give some leeway to, look, this is an incredibly complex problem. There are a lot of contributing factors. And if we in the United States are going to be able to do something about this, we probably are all right, meaning we are all correct that there are a number of factors that need to be addressed and improved in order to actually change the dynamic.
When you are having a difficult conversation, how do you deal with feeling offended when the other person says something that seems to strike at your core or your core beliefs?
Yeah, I think that trying not to feel offended is probably not going to work, because you're going to have emotional reactions in the conversation. The challenge is, can you recognize the emotional reactions that you're having? Can you name them? Rather than letting them actually fuel a counterattack or an accusation. So just saying, look, I find that really upsetting, or it sounds like you're not very sympathetic. If you can just name that calmly, then you can go on to add, you know, here's what I see. If you don't name it, you'll end up saying, you know, well, that's ridiculous and that's racist, or that's just shows that you don't really care about these issues. And so when we don't name or express feelings, then they turn into judgments, accusations, etc.
Given the highly political nature of this discussion, is there any hope that we can have these conversations and have them well?
You know, one of the dilemmas that we have in Washington today is that we have a lot of structures that are set up to actually deadlock the process. Given the 24/7 media coverage and given how split the country really is in terms of who we're voting for, politicians have a bigger incentive to beat their chest and block the other side because they believe that that's going to win them the swing votes that they need to get reelected. And that's going to be covered by the media. The more extreme it is, the more coverage they'll get. And that actually has a bigger payoff in their mind than actually working with the other side to get something done.
With the holidays coming up, is there any way to change the dynamic other than playing Hello by Adele? Is there any way to change the dynamic around the table when you are really disagreeing with people you love on some level and people who are your relatives, to not get into these fights and instead perhaps learn something new about them?
One of the things that I did over Thanksgiving was use the StoryCorps app, in fact, to interview each of my parents. And one of the nice things about that idea, which is that you're just curious about what's going on or the history or the views or the feelings of someone else, is that it puts you in the stance of, we don't need to agree about anything. I'm just interested in learning more. And sometimes when I'm at the dinner table, I try to put myself in that mindset. Like, we don't have to agree because we're not actually setting policy here over dinner for the United States. So we don't have to agree with each other. We just have to try to understand why would you see that as the biggest problem? One of the things I've found useful in political discussions is the question, what worries you the most? And you'll cut through the policy arguments to get to, well, what I'm worried about is if we don't do that, or do what I'm recommending, here's what will happen. Or if we do what you're recommending, here's what will get sacrificed. That question often leads to a much more interesting conversation.
Sheila, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.